This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Somewhere between 50 and 100,000 people in the United States have been diagnosed with a new and deadly disease. It's called Chagas, and it is a parasitic infection that can fatally damage the heart and digestive system. This disease is not new to Latin America, though. It's been around there for decades. Sandy Houseman traveled to Honduras to learn more about Chagas and efforts to wipe out the disease.
Lleve el tiempo y la prensa.
In the mountain town of Esperanza, about 120 miles west of Tegucigalpa, a boy hawks newspapers filled with soccer scores, celebrity gossip, and tales of gang crime in the big city. But one of the most important stories in this part of the world rarely makes headlines. It's hard to find news about Chagas disease, an often fatal illness that afflicts 16 to 18 million people worldwide. Perhaps that's because the disease is usually silent, spreading slowly through the body without causing noticeable symptoms. But over 10, 20, 30 years, Chagas can do terrible damage to the heart and digestive system. 22-year-old Daisy tells how she first heard of Chagas 3 years ago. Her father, a public health worker who often went to rural villages, came home one night and collapsed.
La primera vez.
His doctor diagnosed heart disease and put him on a restricted diet. But 18 months later, he lost the ability to speak and couldn't move his right arm. Tests at the hospital showed he had Chagas.
The heart was enlarged. They showed us how a normal heart should look and then showed us his heart. I saw the echocardiogram. I think that's what it's called. I could see the magnitude of the damage. One whole section of the heart didn't work at all.
If caught early enough, the disease can be cured with medication. But there was little hope for this man, so the family took him home, and a few weeks later he died. Chagas claims 50,000 lives each year. The disease is spread by triatomine bugs, black and yellow insects found from the southern United States to the southern tip of Argentina. The insects have historically fed on the blood of forest mammals, but as the forests of Latin America are destroyed, triatomine bugs have been moving into the homes of poor rural families. There, the insects live in cracked adobe walls, dirt floors, or thatched roofs, coming out at night to feed on human blood. Lombardo Ardon, who heads a Chagas eradication program in Honduras, says victims are sometimes bitten repeatedly.
Por ejemplo, aquí hay historia de una madre me contaba allá por el lado de la tejera.
There was one mother who told me she couldn't get any sleep because she would wake up 4 or 5 times a night to take the insects off her child's head.
After inflicting a painless bite, the bug deposits its feces, which contain a parasite called Trypanosoma cruzi, on its victim's skin. The bite itches, and when people scratch, the parasite may enter their body through the wound or get in when victims rub their eyes. About 1% of infected people develop fever, fatigue, a swollen eyelid, enlarged liver, or spleen. Symptoms usually subside after a few weeks, and while the parasite remains in their bodies, 2/3 of victims have no further problems. The rest are a puzzle to science, perhaps because they're infected with more virulent parasites, have been bitten often, or have weaker immune systems. They go on to develop slow and progressive internal damage. Spreading the word about Chagas in remote parts of Honduras is a challenge. Health workers like Sonia Casco must often go door to door. She warns residents about the bugs that spread disease, offers to have homes sprayed with insecticide, and tells about free building materials for families who want to cover their residents with tin instead of thatch, seal adobe bricks, and replace dirt floors with cement. Casco also arranges for people to be tested and, if necessary, treated. In the U.S., healthcare professionals are not required to report cases of Chagas, and many are not familiar with it. But Dr. James McGuire, director of the Division of Parasitic Diseases at the Centers for Disease Control, says Chagas is definitely here.
A guess, and this would only be a guess, is that we may have 50,000 to 100,000 persons who are infected in the country. Almost all of those are people who are infected in Latin America and have migrated to the United States.
There have been a few people who caught Chagas from insects in the U.S. Known here as assassin or kissing bugs, they're found in the southern states and as far north as Maryland and northern California. But McGuire says insect transmission is rare. In North America, kissing bugs get blood from wild animals or pets, and they rarely take up residence in homes of wood, brick, or stone. Chagas can also be spread through transfusion of infected blood, and the U.S. may begin screening its supply in the next few years. But McGuire says it would also make sense for this country to help stop the disease where it starts. Public health expert Lombardo Ardon agrees, but says resources in countries like Honduras are often inadequate.
In Honduras, the report of Chagas datan de 1950.
In Honduras, reports of Chagas date back to the 1950s. Since then, we've been fighting Chagas, but it's a silent illness that impacts poor people in rural areas, so it doesn't get enough attention.
That could change as awareness of the disease grows in the U.S. The CDC's McGuire believes more people will learn about Chagas when this country begins screening blood, and that could mean more aid for Latin America to battle the disease. For NPR News, I'm Sandy Houseman.